good weekend.
Leon, yeah, was a good weekend. How about yours?
Stetsonville and had a birthday party for grandson. My granddaughter got to spend the night with her other granddaughter. And yesterday we went out and met for lunch, swapped out grandkids, and had a great weekend. It was good.
A little bit of yard work outside. That was about it. Mostly just laid around.
I was able to go out there and pick up a few sticks in the yard, throw them in a burn barrel, get those things out of there.
An article, they said that all the manufacturers were doing away with their 6.7 diesels and going to, I don't know, 7 point somethings and 8.8 O's, I think.
Surprised me, Cummins has done some weird things lately. And especially the newer ones, the newer Mazda 17 that I'm driving right now, and it's really a good truck. But from what I understand, the 18s, they changed the 18s a little bit with the ECU and such. They don't lock now. Some way you have to get a bypass cable to unlock it. The newer ones after that, 20 series, 22, 23, 24. They've had a lot of problems with a lot of quality control issues. They're shipping them out, not even pushing the fuses down. The fuse is all loose at the fuse block, so I don't know. They've had a lot of issues with Cummins and Stellantis combined. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
I figured they were going for more horsepower to maybe get some higher gear ratio and get a little better fuel mileage.
Everybody's raving about the new 10-speed automatic transmission. Had a 10-speed out now, and they rave by it. It's smooth, molasses, and just shifts super nice. A lot of torque. So the transmission's really good. Yeah. So I guess that maybe the 25, 26s are better. That just that from 2020, I don't know, 22, that trail, I don't know, 24. It just has some issues with them. But I like mine. I just spent $1,600 on a kit yesterday. Can't wait for it to get here.
What's that kit going to do? KN4 TFW.
Improves the gas mileage, the fuel mileage, definitely increases the horsepower, opens up, lets it breathe a lot better. Plus, I have a Banks kit sitting at home waiting to put it on, so. But I thought I put this close to $2,000 on it. It should be just about right. I don't want to have to buy another truck anytime in my life. Buy this one, NC9B.
This should last you a while. I mean, the diesel motors hang in there pretty good.
I've probably got another item I'll buy for it. The turbo actuator's kind of acted up a little bit, and it's typical on these turbos and in this particular truck and configuration. It's just the VGT turbo. Variable, I have the gas, I forget what it stands for, but the VGT, the turbo actuator actually goes out, the electronic motor that adjusts the vanes in the turbo, and they typically go out, might be one of those things bordering on a factory defect, but not quite. They say that the vanes build up a little bit of soot and carbon on them, and it causes that actuator to have to work harder, which causes it to wear out quicker. They have a new version out for the actuator that's actually brushless, and the brushless actuator is supposed to be a lot better. They run about close to a grand. So they may end up having to do one of those. You can get the factory one for about 100 something over that. But if you want to really want the one to solve your problem, then it behooves you to get the $1,000 one.
It's your money, right?
Something nice still cost you. Like I said, I like my truck. I love my truck, actually. Not as much as my wife, but I love my truck. Love my grandkids. All my kids, for that matter. But I do love my truck.
I just happened to notice this truck pulled out of a side street. It's some kind of big truck in that, but it's, don't have, only your lights on it is the headlights.
The headlights are just driving lights. And people, that was the worst thing they ever did, is put on driving lights. People, you know, and they didn't see it coming at night, you know. Oh, my, I can see where I'm going, so I must have my lights on. No. They're daytime driving lights. And the other lights come on, no tail lights, no side lights. The dash lights already come on.
On the dash lights. Dash lights shouldn't come on unless you need your headlights on.
But I can't wait to get my truck straight so I can go camping with these again. So the boat, the camper, and everything, not have to worry about anything. So, but I'll get it right here shortly. Got 91,600 miles on it.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Getting her broke in now, are you? She's doing good. I really think she's coming along nicely. I mean, I can't complain, you know. Turbo actuator, after 91,000 miles, that's all I've ever done. Changed the oil. Ain't got no spark plugs to change, so. And oil and the fuel filters. And breather. Well, crankcase filter, too. Sounds like it's been a good one. Trip. Good. Game. Where y'all went, otherwise I might have showed up. Up in Macon County at a little campground called Blue Ridge Base Camp. That one. Oh, yeah, a lot of fun, though. I couldn't go anyway. Company dinner, I guess. And the birthday party. Can't miss those two.
Yeah, company dinner? Nah.
Good company, and I can't turn down a free steak at the prayer house. Ooh, man. That was a good eat. It's eating that big.
For weekend.
Weekend, we just kind of chilled out. Didn't go anywhere Saturday. And then Sunday, we just ran to the grocery store and that. Did a little bit of yard work. Had to run out in my little cart I pulled behind my riding tractor, and the tires were dry rotted. I had to run the Harbor Freight to pick up a couple of tires for that, but that's about it.
Far at all this weekend, then, did you?
Yeah. Another weekend there, Patrick.
Pretty nice.
Park, I'll go somewhere.
We were around the campfire there, but we cooked the meal on the Blackstone that's there at the campsite.
Who tend to be the best?
Grilled out some porterhouse steaks and potatoes.
Really roughing it there, Ken.
Mike.
Roughing it. You can walk over to the wall and turn the heat up. Some of us tried to rough it. Not me.
Patrick, I'm beyond roughing it.
A buddy of his came up and they tried to sleep in the hammocks outside. They made it most of the night, both nights, but they ended up in the camper.
Ain't that season yet where you can spend all night out on the mountain. I got culture shock this morning. QT, $3.99 a gallon for diesel.
Going up again.
Yeah, it and blame it on the war, right?
Blame it on the war. Blame it on the Iranians. I'll pass an opportunity up, no matter what it is.
Percent chance that there might be a shortage, so I'll go ahead and raise the price.
Where they bombed one of the processing plants over there. Well, the Exxon, I don't know who this is, a joint venture with Exxon and somebody else. They bombed one of the refineries. What happens if you put off the till later what you should have done already done years ago? Let me duck it here real quick. Be right back in the C9B.
It's absolutely gorgeous up there this weekend, though.
Down here yesterday, like 75. I mean, it was just t-shirt weather.
It was in the mid-60s during the day. It got down into the 30s Friday night, and then the low 40s Saturday night. But it wasn't too bad, but it was chilly.
Like a 50% chance of rain and a high of 49, but it's already 55.
I'm 46 up here right now.
With the mountain forecast I was looking at.
10-day forecast for up here right now, and it says the high today is 48. The high today's 50, sorry. The low was 48 last night. Made 46, that's pretty close.
Been looking at the mountain forecast, but still, I think after today, should be able to put the plants outside at least for a few days, let them get some sunshine and some water.
Friday, looks like we're coming into the rainy season.
You go out Saturday, pick up some. Like little ballast starters for a small fluorescent light underneath a little shelf.
Under them at?
Had them at an old Depot. I had a 2-pack for like $3.
Have to go far. I want to go to Home Depot. It's a 2-hour round trip.
Well, I guess you'd be somewhere up there in Hendersonville or something, right?
Well, but by the time you go there and back, it's 2 hours.
Like for me, just around the corner.
If I can get there in about 35 minutes or so, then you got to go in and shop, you do your thing. By the time you get back, like I said, it always burns 2 hours.
Tractor trailer, flatbed. Past me, he's got three of those electric mail trucks on it. He's headed north, and I don't know, I've probably the last 6 months passed 10 of those trucks heading south. I think they just move them around, make you think they get them.
Move around with the same three trucks on the one truck.
He's north with a battery vehicle, that's not a good idea.
Sure does mess with them, that's for sure.
I take my ride tractor battery off and throw it on charge or whatever, and it's it didn't want to crank, had to jump it.
That ain't for you, isn't it?
Jacking with batteries.
With a leaky tire keeps leaking down, and the C9B back.
That car, it's probably sitting on the lot with a flat now.
Things like that are aggravating. At least this car's got one tire on it that at random will leak. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
This one was. You may go 2 weeks and be fine, and all of a sudden it's low. Got your batteries back. The batteries plus for core charge today, they were, 31 AGM batteries.
Batteries, isn't it?
I like a golf cart battery, except it's a little bit longer, but boy, that sucker sure is heavy.
battery, but I figured those were the golf cart batteries y'all were using.
Same difference going in the floor scrubber. That car washed that and tried to snag the mirrors on your truck.
The mirrors on there, they fold back and forth pretty easy. So I pulled one, the driver's side in this time, and of course when the brush went by it, it pulled it right back out. So it takes a one, half a dozen the other. It just depends on which way it's going and which way the mirror wants to go. So don't hurt the mirrors. That's the main thing. But it will wrap up a ham radio antenna, so I have to go in and pull that off. But the AM/FM antenna on there stays on, no problem.
I run my truck through there and just snags the mirror and slaps it back, and I'm afraid she'll break it off.
And what side of the mirrors won't get clean. Like the one on the driver's side, got both sides clean this morning. The passenger side, it just got the outside. Mud off.
My normal Saturday morning dump run.
And Friday.
Sign with you guys. I'm having this. I'm turning on the road down to the gate. So everybody have an awesome, safe day, and I'll get you guys back in the morning. KN4 TF373.
Good to hear you this morning. KO4HK.
Have a great day, Ken. Good to hear you. Good to talk to you, and hopefully catch you tomorrow. I don't know if I'm working tomorrow or not. It's C9B.
Oh, huh. What are you going to do?
If I'm working tomorrow or not. I won't know that until this evening, I guess.
Get some hours this week.
Last week, so. Hopefully I get a lot this week, too. My check's a little bit nicer. There's a still check, get checks anymore.
I'm having to get used to that.
Yeah. Most federal employees, they only get paid once a month. Man, that would, that's like my Social Security, I guess. That and my retirement pension. Come once a month, that's an adjustment. Gotta plan things out.
Get back, okay? I gotta help the wife for a minute.
I gotta run anyway. I'm almost at work. We'll catch you later, Patrick. Good talking to you this morning. Hope you had a great weekend and have a great week. Talk to you later. NC9B.
KO4HK.
WHA, good morning. Have a nice day, Leon.
The other day. Yesterday. There, I got a hold of you. I was in town, so I'll try and meet up with you.
Didn't hear.
This gives you a little bit of grief. No problem. We'll catch up with you later. Have a great day, man. Good to hear you in there. You're a little late this morning, though. Didn't see you in the NV.
Not day.
I'm fine with you. Take care, Scott. Have a great day. Didn't see you in the
NV. 4-H-K.
Warren Patrick. N2-SWJ.
Start to your day.
Little late start, but so far so good.
Don't worry about it. Sorry about that. I was loading my stuff in the excursion here, getting ready to pull out. I'm like you, I'm running a few minutes behind.
This morning.
Again now.
Well,
road again now. And the volume up.
That does help sometimes. You know, if you want to hear, you know.
KO4HK. So, like I said, don't worry about it. We all have those mornings.
Anything interesting?
Some kids have to do brakes on cars, they. Anything interesting?
Haven't dug in yet to find out. So we'll see here shortly.
Morning, and they've had the weekend to tear everything up, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, They usually do over the weekend, so you know how it is. Monday morning with all their complaints and everything, you know, this doesn't work, that doesn't work, so on and so forth. And they all have ready to go everything that they want to cry about.
I can only imagine. Hopefully it's not too bad today.
But we'll see.
Anything interesting over the weekend, Scott?
We did cruise up to Lake Lure for a few minutes, and we went in through 64, and that was, that was messy going that way. Wow, the amount of damage and stuff that was done through there, that was, I mean, even that still, you know, now, what, a year and a half later, wow.
That area got hit really hard right through there. Back Cave, Lake Lure, Chimney Rock, all that got just hammered.
That was the first time I've gone in that way. I don't imagine it's been open that long. But it was quite a shocking sight, that's for sure.
Somebody that lives down there in Lake Lure, so we've seen lots of pictures. I haven't been down there. Just tried to stay away and stay out of the way. But I've seen pictures, and Kim telling me about it, so I know it's bad.
I didn't figure there was much construction going on a Sunday, so we decided to cruise through there on the way back from Asheville yesterday, and it wasn't too busy, so but man, yeah, you're right, there was a lot of wow, it was shocking.
Getting the lake filled back up from cleaning it out, you're talking a year and a half, so I mean, it's a lot of devastation there for sure.
Interesting, I did this weekend. Saturday we cleaned house, and yeah, that was pretty much it. Although looking forward to the winter ARRL thing this weekend. So hoping to get to that this weekend.
Well, me and a group of friends went up to Macon County and camped out at a campground up there. Done the South Carolina and North Carolina QSO parties. So that's what we done this weekend. I didn't get to participate a whole lot because on North Carolina's. And Saturday we were just setting up, so it was more of a practice run for us for today or yesterday. But they did a pretty good job. They made about 100 contacts and had a good time. We all had a good time hanging out and setting up the things and just playing radio.
This weekend, the field day will be the first, like, ham radio event type contest-y kind of thing that I've ever done. So it's going to be a brand new experience for me. So I'm looking forward to it.
Is that the one the Blue Ridge Club's putting on that they didn't get to do for Winter Field Day?
It is. It is.
I'm out of here. Good to hear you this morning. And take care. Have a great day. Hopefully it's not too terrible. KO4HKX. Clear.
And I'll talk to you later. And to SWJ.